Going on here, which is excellent, and hopefully these conversations will carry on as we go forward. This is just the start of a conversation, and we're hoping at St. Mary's we might even have a green team soon that we could set up to make sure that we're really actually trying to do this in our church. But I wonder if anyone's got some ideas they can share. We've got some keen people here. What were your ideas?
Sell our car and get an electric car.
Okay, so selling our cars and getting electric cars, yeah? And Teddy?
Walking and we sell.
Yeah, walking and recycling, so really small things. But if we all walked more and we all recycled more, it would make a really big difference, wouldn't it? Brilliant. Over here. Yeah, Jessica.
Cycle more often instead of going in the car.
Yes, cycle more often than instead of going in the car. Yes, and I really need to start doing this. I've taken my bike for a service, but this morning the weather did put me off. But I need to buy a coat and go for it. I know. Okay, you've got to hold me to account for this now. Any other ideas? If we go a bit further up. Yeah, at the back. Erin. Yeah, so starting using the milkman again, which might cut down on how much plastic we use. Yeah, very good. Any other ideas? Yeah, over there. What, say that again? Yeah, saving water. And that's a really simple thing that you can do, isn't it? You could turn off the tap when you're brushing your teeth, and you could try and actually take a shorter shower. I write my sermons in the shower, so this is problematic for me. But I'm going to have to find a way to get over this. Yeah, over here. Yeah, Hazel.
Yeah. She's encouraged me to use a shampoo
with my
hair with honey in it, so don't have a bottle.
Hazel was saying that you can buy a shampoo which is not in a bottle. It's kind of like a lump of honey, and you take a bit off and you rub it in your hair. So that cuts back on plastic waste as well. We've got loads of ideas. Let's have two more here, and then we'll draw us together.
Only vote for people who support green.
Yeah, so thinking about our politicians and it, making sure that we influence them and we write to our politicians and we tell them as well that this is important to us as well. That's what that video is getting at. Yeah, and one last one here and then we'll gather together.
Stop flying and be content with holidays at home.
Yeah, stop flying and be content with holidays at home. That's very challenging, isn't it? But we had a wonderful time in Norfolk last week, and it was only an hour and a half away, and we couldn't believe this was all on our doorstep, and it was the most amazing holiday that we had. And somebody is discreetly waving paper, but yes, perhaps we could cut out how much paper we use, particularly as a church. I'm sure that would make the office very happy. It would cut down all the printing that we asked them to do. Kirsty's nodding, yes. So there are so many ideas, and as we go forward, we are really committed. This is not just a series that's going to last a few weeks. We're committed to making this one of the really important things that we're doing as a church. We are going to try and form a green team. So if you're interested, then do come and speak to me or Stephen or Chris, and it would be good to highlight that. Sorry, do we have one other thing over here that we didn't? Yeah. Yeah, okay, so we had over here as well, use different materials to plastic. So really cutting out plastic as well. Someone told me that if Henry VIII was alive today, if Henry VIII had a bottle of water, I'll restart, if Henry VIII had a bottle of water, he would be dead, but that plastic bottle would still be around today because it lasts that long, which is a bit scary when you think about it. So that's very valid, isn't it? We should cut out our plastic. But going forward, some of you already started talking to us about how we can start to use rechargeable batteries on the sound desk, how we can perhaps try and install a place somewhere near here where we can do TerraCycling, where you can recycle plastic and things that you can't recycle in our normal bins. So there are loads of ideas, so please do keep them coming in, and hopefully going forward, we as St. Mary's will be able to make a difference, both as a church and also in our individual lives. So in a moment, the band are going to lead us in another song, but before we do that, I'm going to pray, because I feel like there's lots of energy. And if you want to make this your prayer, shall we end with an Amen with attitude? So if you don't know what an Amen with attitude is, it goes like this. You start off really quietly, you go, ah, and you build up to amen. So amen. So let's make this our prayer this morning. Thank you, God, for our wonderful world. Thank you for all the beautiful things that we see around us. And we're sorry for the ways that we live. We're sorry for the ways that we destroy our planet and we don't look after everybody who's living on the earth. Thank you for all the ideas we've come up with this morning. And please help us to change our ways, both individually and as a church. Help us to be green people who love your creation and remember that the earth is yours. Amen. Brilliant. So the band are going to lead us in our next song.